Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some fascinating developments, from AI music controversies to space-age data centers. Let's get started with the stories that are shaping the future of AI and technology. First up, a real headache for musicians and AI alike, Suno's music platform is struggling with copyright enforcement. The Verge reports that Suno's filters meant to block copyrighted material are surprisingly easy to bypass. By simply tweaking tracks with free tools like Audacity, users can create AI-generated covers that sound alarmingly close to originals like Beyoncé's, Freedom, or Black Sabbath's, Paranoid. These covers can even be monetized on streaming services, posing a serious risk to independent artists who may see their work copied without royalties. Despite these issues, Suno has remained silent, leaving artists vulnerable in a broken system where AI fakes can siphon streams and royalties. Next, Google's Gemini AI is stepping up to help plan your day, and it's doing a surprisingly good job. According to The Verge, Gemini integrated into Google Maps can craft a full itinerary based on your preferences and real-time data. One user tested it by asking Gemini to plan a day using public transit, including stops for lunch, a walk, and a coffee shop with laptop-friendly vibes. Gemini nailed the timing and even suggested hidden gems like a Scandinavian-inspired coffee shop and a local bookstore, though it did have one hiccup with a misdirected walking route. This shows how AI can enhance discovery and navigation, making overwhelming options easier to manage. Microsoft's Copilot has stirred up some controversy with its terms of use, which currently label it as for entertainment purposes only. TechCrunch highlights that Microsoft warns users not to rely on Copilot for important advice, acknowledging it can make mistakes and may not work as intended. The company says it will update this legacy language to better reflect how Copilot is used today, but the disclaimer echoes similar cautions from other AI developers like OpenAI and xAI. This serves as a reminder that even the biggest AI tools come with limits and users should apply critical judgment. SpaceX is aiming for the stars with plans for orbital data centers, potentially justifying a massive $1.75 trillion valuation, according to TechCrunch. Elon Musk envisions data centers in space as a way to sidestep terrestrial opposition to data center construction, which is growing in many regions. While the engineering and physics challenges are substantial, Musk's strategy plays to SpaceX's strengths as a launch company, turning satellite deployments into revenue streams. Though orbital data centers won't replace Earth-based ones, they could supplement them and excite investors by signaling futuristic innovation. Finally, Japan is leading the charge in physical AI, deploying robots to fill labor shortages in factories and infrastructure, TechCrunch reports. The government aims to capture 30% of the global physical AI market by 2040, leveraging Japan's strong robotics manufacturing base and cultural acceptance of automation. Companies like Mugen and WHILL are pioneering software and hardware integration to enable autonomous operations, addressing urgent demographic challenges. This blend of craftsmanship and cutting-edge AI positions Japan uniquely in the global race to industrialize physical AI solutions. That's a wrap on today's top AI stories. From music copyright battles to space-bound data centers, and from helpful AI assistants to robotics reshaping industries, the AI landscape keeps evolving rapidly. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. We'll catch you tomorrow with more updates that matter.